From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After 2 days in Shanghai, little progress was reported in trade talks between the U.S. and China, but more meetings have been scheduled for early September. As reported in AgWeb.com, the low expectations from both countries appear to have dampened hopes of a potential breakthrough. President Trump has cast doubts on any hopes of an imminent easing in trade tensions between the U.S. and China as well. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration will take comments until September 27th in an effort to create a clearer definition of agricultural commodities in its hour of service regulations. ThePacker.com reports the Federal Register states during harvesting and planting season as determined by each state, drivers transporting agricultural commodities are exempt from the hours of service requirements within 150 miles from the source. This is prompted by worries the current definition may not be understood or enforced consistently when determining whether the hours of service exemption applies. China's pig herd could be cut in half by the end of 2019 as the epidemic of African swine fever sweeps through the world's top pork producer. According to agrimarketing.com, the forecast from Dutch bank Rabobank says China's herd is already estimated to have shrunk by 40% from a year ago. The report states pork output will likely drop another 10 to 15% in 2020, and production could take more than 5 years to recover to pre-outbreak levels. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.